The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Hello and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing at 3:05 p.m. on this Tuesday, January 26th, if you are listening to us live on 95.3 FM or streaming online at ktqa.org. You were just catching a track by Tacoma and Spokane artist Be Light. Love that one. Bethany, if you go back to daily.ktqa.org and search for Be Light or Bethany Montgomery, you'll find an interview that Bethany and I did back on sometime this summer, this past summer of 2020. Be Light has got lots of tracks and poems and can be found at Power to the Poetry. Remember that the Daily Briefing is your place where you can find and listen to state-level updates and local updates regarding our pandemic and how to stay involved and get resources and all kinds of stuff like that. Remember, though, that state-level updates and information on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. It's a really good place to start if you're having any kinds of questions, if you're a business owner, if you're a worker, if you're someone seeking the vaccine. Coronavirus.wa.gov is the place where you can find all those things and more. If you dial 311, you'll get to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. The state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. most days, Monday through Friday. Lately, because of high call volume, they've been shutting off the lines a little bit early, maybe around 6 p.m. or 7 p.m., so they can return messages that are left by folks with inquiries. But the number for the coronavirus hotline by the Department of Health in the state is 1-800-525-0127. You can even have interpreters in other languages. All you got to do is press pound when they answer and say your language. You can text the coronavirus hotline, 211-211, get your questions answered that way. And if you dial 211 from anywhere in Washington State, you'll get connected to community resources and referral services through the United Way. You can also visit the United Way at wa211.org online. After the state's COVID-19 assistance hotline experienced high call volume yesterday, the department added one more line, an alternate phone number, which still works, and that is 888-856-5816. But DOH is reporting today that they have added staff and capacity and lines are fully open. So you can dial that one or you can go to the regular one, 1-800-525-0127. Moving on to our latest vaccine info. Lots of folks are eager to know about how they can access and who can access coronavirus vaccines at this time. Any Washingtonian can find out if you're eligible for COVID-19 vaccines online at findyourphasewa.org. That's called Washington Phase Finder. Again, the URL is findyourphasewa.org. Those who are currently eligible for vaccine include the following individuals: all Washingtonians age 65 and older, anyone who is 50 years and older who lives in multi-generational households. These are defined as an older individual caring for a grandchild or a niece or nephew. Now, the folks who are available also include folks from Phase 1A. Those are first responders, residents of long-term care facilities, and the Phase 1B Tier 1 eligibility currently equates to roughly 1.7 million Washingtonians, in addition to all those who were eligible in Phase 1A. Those Phase 1A folks started being vaccinated in late December and early January. So far, 500,000 Washingtonians have received their first vaccine dose, and all vaccine providers in the state will be able to administer up to 100,000 initial vaccine doses per day when we're at max infrastructural capacity. So just to put that in perspective, again, we've got more than 1.7 million Washingtonians eligible to receive vaccines right now. Less than 100,000 doses can be given per day with our current infrastructure. But there are things on the horizon. Next up, but not yet currently eligible, will be Phase 1B, Tiers 2 through 4, who include those who work in group settings, including agriculture, food processing, correctional facilities, grocery stores, public transit, schools, childcare, and more. The Washington State Department of Health, along with the Washington State National Guard and other partners, are launching 3 mass COVID-19 vaccination sites in eastern Washington, as well as 1 in Clark County. The sites are currently offering vaccinations by appointment only for those in Phase 1A or in Tier 1 of Phase 1B. Those are the folks who I mentioned above, based on your age demographics or your jobs or how and where you reside. Appointments can be made by calling the state coronavirus hotline, or you can go online to make an appointment at PrepMod, that's PrepMod, .doh.wa.gov. A reminder that appointments for the 2 Tacoma Pierce County Health Department COVID-19 vaccination clinics this week filled up in just hours on Friday afternoon, shortly after they were announced. The department advises that more pop-up clinics are expected, including one scheduled at some point tentatively in Gig Harbor. Due to registration and email issues for this week's Lakewood and Puyallup pop-up clinics, the department is resending confirmation emails to anyone who registered. If you received a green checkmark at the end of your registration process online, then you do have an appointment that is confirmed. But because of a form error, there are some instances where individuals signed up for the correct location, either Lakewood or Puyallup, but you had the dates showing up as swapped. So those individuals, look for your confirmation emails, and you will have to swap locations for your appointment. Now, the following health systems and clinics in our region are offering vaccine appointments for eligible individuals: MultiCare, Virginia Mason Franciscan Health, Kaiser Permanente, CMAR, Ording Family Practice, OM Life Health Clinic, University Place Medical Clinic, and UW Medicine. The following pharmacies also have vaccine programs by appointment: Safeway Pharmacies in Bonnie Lake and Lakewood, Kirk's Pharmacy in Eatonville, Lincoln Pharmacy in Tacoma, and Albertson's Pharmacy in Puyallup. Additionally, SEIU Healthcare, 1199 Northwest, is seeking current or former healthcare workers who are willing to be volunteer vaccinators in locations where they are most needed. You can sign up at forms1199nw.org. Moving on to our regional information for today, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department reported 224 new COVID-19 cases today. That's in addition to 198 cases yesterday. The county's average cases per day over the last 2 weeks is 232, and with a 6-day lag to account for data accuracy, the case rate per 100,000 people in Pierce County is sitting at 359. Tacoma pro bono community lawyers are hosting a virtual eviction moratorium update Wednesday, January 27th at noon. That's tomorrow at noon. Landlords and renters from anywhere in Pierce County are welcome to attend. Advance registration is required. Registration links can be found on daily.ktqa.org shortly after this live broadcast. Again, if you're listening to us in the 3 o'clock hour on Tuesday, the links will be live probably within the next 40 minutes or so. But links to register are also available on the Tacoma Pro Bono Community Lawyers Facebook page. We've got some sports updates, believe it or not. Baseball officials with the Cactus League have asked the MLB commissioner to delay the start of baseball spring training due to high COVID-19 activity in Maricopa County, Arizona, where the Seattle Mariners and 14 other teams practice in the spring. A little bit more locally and more universally applicable to a greater number of Washingtonians is the Washington Interscholastic Activities Association Executive Board recently announced that when and where it is safe, high school sports seasons will begin with traditional fall sports on February 1st. Season 2 will consist of spring sports and is slated to run March 15th to May 1st. And finally, Season 3 of high school sports will consist of traditional winter sports and is projected to begin April 26th and run to the end of the school year. More information is available at WIAA.com. Moving on to Tacoma information for today. The city of Tacoma is facilitating the Resurgence Business Loan Program for small businesses. You can request to borrow up to $25,000. Neither collateral nor equity is required, and loan recipients will not have to make payments until 2022. The loan is available to small businesses with brick-and-mortar establishments, home-based businesses, and food trucks operating within Tacoma City limits with 20 or fewer full-time equivalent employees. A business must have operated for at least 6 months prior, 6 months starting from or prior to June of last year. That's June of 2020. Detailed application information can be found at makeittacoma.com/resurgenceloan. Or if you don't have internet access, you can always dial the City of Tacoma at 311 and ask for information on the Resurgence Business Loan. The Tacoma City Council will hold its regular weekly meeting today at 5 p.m. via Zoom. It'll be broadcast on TV Tacoma and streamed on Facebook and at tvtacoma.com. Wednesday at 6 p.m., the City of Tacoma will host a 90-minute virtual community meeting to provide information and respond to questions about the Salvation Army site that will be used as a temporary shelter and warming center. We announced on KTQA Daily Briefing that the Salvation Army site in central Tacoma will be the third temporary shelter used this winter. Attendees can listen and participate via Zoom with a computer or phone. You can see the city's Facebook page for details or call 311 and ask for login information for the meeting. And that meeting takes place Wednesday, January 27th at 6 p.m. Clickable links will also be posted at daily.ktqa.org shortly after this live broadcast. Even as many of us are excited and eagerly awaiting the chance to receive coronavirus vaccines, the virus is still circulating very actively within our region, and there are lots of free COVID-19 testing sites within our region, including at MultiCare, Franciscan, and Kaiser facilities, at Community Healthcare and CMAR Community Health Centers, at Cheney Stadium, and at the Lakewood State Emissions Testing Center, and more. You can go to coronavirus.wa.gov and follow links for Find COVID Testing Near Me for specific locations. In addition to those permanent regular testing locations, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department's mobile testing events this week are as follows for the remainder of the week. Tomorrow, Wednesday, January 27th, the department will be administering free COVID-19 tests at Pierce College in Puyallup. On Thursday, January 28th, they'll be at Centro Latino in Hilltop, as well as at Our Savior Lutheran Church, located at 4519 112th Street East. And on Friday of this week, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department will be administering COVID-19 tests at Fort Steilacoom Park, as well as at Bethlehem Baptist Church, located at 48th and Portland Avenue East, and at Old Spanaway Elementary School. For these events, sponsored by the local health department, no ID is required, tests are free and open to anyone, and most testing runs 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., except the Lakewood Station, which is also administered by the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department, stays open later till about 5:30. But you can check tpchd.org, that's the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department, for specifics. Results are usually available in 3 to 7 days. That's all the updates that I have for you on today's daily briefing. You have been listening to the KTQA Daily Briefing with me, Becky. Remember that you can always dial 311 for the City of Tacoma and 211 for Community Resources and Referral Services. Our phone number where you can text or call us is 253-330-8821. If you missed any part of the Daily Briefing, you can catch our 6 p.m. replays right here on 95.3 FM or on our website at daily.ktqa.org, where you can also read all of our updates. You can also find the Spanish language COVID report at BT Radio Universal's Facebook page and at btradiouniversal.com. If you aren't on our email list, go to ktqa.org/contact and let us know you'd like to be included. And if you'd like to participate in tonight's 7 p.m. content committee meeting, please email info@ktqa.org. Talk to you tomorrow.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.